Welcome to the Divadeets, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm your host and coach, Danya Powers, and today we're going to talk about something that most women feel but rarely say out loud, and that's grief. Not just grief over losing someone, but the silent grief of midlife. And believe it or not, you may not have been able to attach a word to it. And today, a lot of things will make sense for you. The grief is losing parts of yourself. There's a lot of parts that happen at this age. If you've watched any of my reels, you know that. But this version of yourself is kind of like, you're kind of grieving who you used to be, if that makes sense. The dreams that maybe didn't happen, or at least not yet. The friendships that faded. The deaths that have happened by this age, the relationships that have ended, or maybe just the mirror doesn't reflect who you thought it would at this age. If you've been carrying a heavy heart, but you didn't know how to name it, this is your space to name it. And we're going to go there together today. It's called silent grief. It's not the kind of grief that people bring casseroles for. You might overeat a casserole for it, but it's not the kind of grief that you bring the casserole for. You just carry it alone quietly, daily, without fail. It's just always there. It's the grief of your body changing, maybe after menopause, surgeries, years of stress, different things. I mean, your body just completely changes. I think this is probably TMI for Brian, my producer, but one of the most horrifying discoveries of my world is that our labia starts to disappear. What? I didn't know that was going to happen. And then I was like, I have to look that up and then go get a mirror and it starts to shrink. What the hell? I don't know. But anyways, part of it is that. Part of it is just grief, watching our body change and not really knowing how to process that. Like, wow, I can't undo this, you know? Watching your kids grow up and realizing that part of your identity is shifting. And who am I? Who do I fit in? You know, when I'm with my daughter, her husband, and her baby, there's a part of me that's like, I'm an outsider here. This is their family. Even though I know I'm welcome, they're always super welcoming of me. But that part of your identity is shifting. I'm still mom, but now I'm like, you know, here's the baby. There's Dee Dee. You know, here's the baby. And so they want to go and have time alone. And so literally, like, they hand you the baby and I don't even know if I get a hug, just a bye, you know, they just run out the door really fast, which is not a bad thing, but it's a shift in an identity. It's like an important role, but what about just relationships that end? That was a big one for me, realizing that a relationship is not what you hoped it would become. You know, ending a marriage there's a lot of grief attached to that. Nobody walked me through that. Nobody helped me understand that silent grief was a big part of that, that I was going to mourn not the relationship, but what I thought it would become. What about letting go of a career path? Been there. What about letting go of passion that you never got to pursue, that you always thought you would? I've also been there. What about just you, the energy, the confidence, or the spark that you used to feel, but just haven't in a while? You might feel silly calling it grief. You might say, well, I have a lot to be thankful for, and I need to stay grateful. And yes, you do. But gratitude and grief can live in the same room, and they really are best friends if you let them be. They really are. You can mourn what was while still making room for what is next. In fact, it's really important that you do. Because you have to walk through sadness to find joy. If we learned nothing else from that cartoon movie that I can't remember the name of, what's the name of that movie? Inside Out. I was like, Brian, what's the name of that movie? But that silent grief is just one of the parts of our life. And in fact, I think that is the biggest thing that I felt watching Inside Out. Inside Out is a very introspective movie. If you've never watched it, don't think of it like a cartoon. Think of it like a walk through your childhood and learning that you have to walk through sadness in order to find joy. And that was a big part of that resonating part of that. You have to walk through grief because joy is on the other side and you can't hide from it. Even though hiding from it feels like the natural thing to do, silent grief is sneaky. It is sneaky. It doesn't always show up as tears. Sometimes it's more feeling stuck, feeling unmotivated, or, you know, just not knowing why. Emotional eating, not from cravings, but really from numbness. And we did a podcast episode about feeling them a couple of episodes back. So I hope you'll go back and listen to that if you've ever felt that way. What about snapping at people that you love because you're carrying something that you, you know, haven't even named? Have you done that? Just like, I don't even know why I'm grouchy. I don't know why I'm snapping at you, but I am. What about comparing yourself to younger women? That is something that I run into pretty constantly. Well, when I was this age, this is what I did. Or my daughter-in-law or my niece. And those things cause you to feel bitter. They cause you to feel resentful. Or even the worst of that is you feel invisible. What about going through the motions and wondering, is this all there is? Do you remember that movie? Is this as good as it gets? Do you remember that? What if it is? What if this is as good as it gets? It's okay to feel this. And if no one has said this to you yet, you're not dramatic. No matter what anybody tells you, you're not broken. You're grieving. And it's okay to do that. This chapter is really full of change. It's not just hormones, but hormones are shifting. That is a big part of it. But it's people, you know, the identity of who you are is leaving you. It's changing. Yes, you're always mom, but it's not the same thing. Your kids are leaving. They're taking up their own lives, their own, becoming their own, you know, fathers and mothers themselves. Taking on careers and all the different stuff that comes with that. Your relationships, not just marriage, but all of your relationships are evolving because we're all walking through this. So you'll notice that your friendship circles get smaller and smaller as you get older because we all have this grief process that we're walking through. And sometimes that changes our alignments with the relationships that we're in. Our bodies no longer respond the way they used to. You've probably noticed that. I've noticed a big difference in the spikes and ebbs and flows of how I react to things. Some of that's time and wisdom. Some of that is just, I just don't feel the same as I did about certain things in my life. And that's okay. It's really okay. As we start reflecting, it makes us think like, is this who I wanted to be? Did I miss something? Or the worst one, is it too late? And midlife is like a reckoning. Whenever you watch a movie, you're waiting for the comeuppance. There's always a bad guy, and you're like, oh, I can't wait for this guy to be blown up. And then he will learn his bad self was not good, right? And that's kind of how, like, it feels almost like there's a comeuppance coming. Like, oh my gosh, you know, what if I can't handle this? Or what if I haven't done so good and the next part of my life is going to be not good? I don't know. Like, what, because I'm not in the best shape, because I'm not the person who I thought I was going to be, like, what is this even going to be like? So it feels like a reckoning where we meet the version of ourselves who we thought we were going to be and the reality of who we are now. And that brings up a lot of emotions, but the biggest one it brings up is sadness, disappointment. Possibly. You may look back and be like, I'm a whole heck of a lot better than I was back then. To some degree, I am. But yeah, it's hard to look back and be like, wow, I thought I was fat. If you've been there, like, look back at a picture and like, I thought I was so fat back then. And man, I looked really good. And then you have like the sadness, disappointment, like, what was wrong with me? What is wrong with me? I remember like being so mad at my 18-year-old self because of something that had happened. And I remember telling somebody she was so ungrateful. She wasn't. She was being 18. But it doesn't mean that you're ungrateful. It doesn't. It just means you're human. All of these pieces of you coming together at this age and you know, we're still here and still alive. So there's a tremendous amount of gratitude in that, whether you realize it or not. You're just like, wow, I got to wake up another day, because now you can look back at your life and realize how far you've come. But in the middle of all of that, you're human. You're human. The other people around you are human, flawed, living this perfectly imperfect life that we're not trying to escape. We're walking through. You know, how do you honor your grief and grow through it? The biggest thing is don't push it away. You need to listen to it. You need to lean into it and not run away from it. Not be afraid of what's going to come from stepping through the sadness to find your own joy. So name what you're grieving. And if you hadn't really thought about that until this moment, maybe hit pause on this podcast and think about it. Like I understand what Danya's saying. She's hitting these emotions with me, but what am I actually grieving? And see if you can write it down. Say it out loud or write it down. I miss the body I had when I was 30. I really fussed about that body and I was in really good shape. And so personally, I miss that body. I thought I'd be further along by now. I feel like I've lost myself. Those things are a big piece of walking through grief and acknowledging it. Naming it is the first step to healing it. So see if you can figure out what it is that you're grieving and name it. Stop judging the feelings. Just stop judging the feelings. You're allowed to feel sad if things didn't go as planned. It's okay. Don't shame yourself for grief. Validate it. And so instead of saying, you know, I shouldn't be feeling this or I should be feeling different, you need to be like, you know, that sucked. I'm really sad that that happened that way. I wish I could change it, but I can't. So I'm just going to accept it. And it's okay. It's okay that I feel upset about this. Choose one way to reconnect with you. We did a podcast episode about reconnecting with yourself. So if you didn't hear that one, I do encourage you to go back and listen to that one. But you're not trying to reconnect with the old version of yourself. You're trying to connect with the version of yourself that is you, the real you right now. That's who you need to connect with. That might be moving your body, going for a walk. That moment in a walk where your breath feels like, oh God, I'm breathing heavy. And then it slips into this rhythm because the body is now your body is working with the decision that you went on this walk, connecting with yourself. What about eating in a way that honors your health instead of eating in a way that just fills a void? That is a great way to reconnect with you. What about reigniting a passion or setting a goal? You know, maybe you used to run marathons. Well, maybe not run a marathon, but maybe you could push for a 5K. If you go to my website, I have a free Couch to 5K program that you can just download and get on my app with. Reignite a passion. Set a goal that means something. Just make yourself connect with the real you. Speak life over your next chapter. We talked a lot in the last episode about speaking life instead of death. But what do you want from this next season? Who do you want to be? You're allowed to say, this chapter's closed and I'm writing a new chapter and it's going to be a better chapter now. It's okay to do that. It's okay to close the chapter. Sometimes I think that trying to keep that chapter open is one of the things holding you back because it causes you to look back and reread and reread. Have you ever done that? Like you wrote something and then you go back and reread it and reread it and second guess and overthink and overthink and overthink. That's a lot about what we do. And then honestly, lean into the sisterhood of women around you. That was something I resisted for a long time because I had been taught by my family that you don't trust women. And I'm not saying that every woman is good for you, but every man is also not good for you either. So it's not about being a man or a woman, but a woman is going to be able to identify with you, understand you, and help lift you up in a different way. So find women who are more successful than you, who are doing a great walk in life and somewhere that you want to be, and put those women around you. It's what we do in the Divas. You're not meant to carry this alone. You're just not. Talk to a friend, a real friend, not the friend that's like, let's go drink margaritas and numb the world. No, a real friend. Reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram, Danya Powers EC, TikTok, Danya Powers EC, or Facebook, Danya Powers. Message me anytime. It's always me that messages you back. Join a group of women that get it. Because grief grows the wrong direction in isolation. And it heals in connection. So it actually becomes a larger wound in isolation, where we can actually maybe not permanently get rid of the wound, but heal it well in a group with connection with other women. So my personal word to you is that I've walked with this. I've walked this life. I understand it really well. I've sat with the after version of myself. She wouldn't be here talking to you on a podcast. I can promise you that. It took me to get past the grief, just kind of mourn who I thought I was going to be, let go of that, and start and really start to step into who I want to be, who I'm becoming, the life that I have. But that girl who doesn't bounce back as fast, she's still here. She's 49. You know, she does get tired easier, and that's okay. She needs a nap every now and then. There's nothing wrong with naps. I'm really proud of the fact that I can take like a full 10-minute nap now, where I used to never be able to do that. And you know what? Sometimes I am still grieving this body that feels a little bit unfamiliar. It isn't one that used to do what it doesn't do what it used to do. I get it. But I've also, some of the biggest griefs in my life have been my marriages ending. I'm on my third marriage. This is a really happy marriage, a great friendship-based marriage for me, but it's had its ups and downs as well. Businesses, I've owned multiple businesses. I've had multiple businesses fail on me, and those things I grieve. I grieve the ones that didn't pan out. Friendships that I've lost that I never thought I would lose, I grieve those losses. And the version of my life that I imagined would be by now, I was sitting there thinking today before I even came down and podcasted, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I still have further to go. But at the same time, that's not ungrateful to acknowledge that. It's just grieving and letting go of that who I thought that I was going to be so that I can step into my power now and be the best version of myself. If this episode stirred something in you, I want to know, because I'm here for you. You're not alone. You're not too late. And if you're ready to start healing your relationship with your body, with your habits, with your heart, I'd love to talk with you. You can book a free strategy call with me at www.empowerdcoaching.com. And let's walk this season together. Let's walk it together with laughter, grace, strength, and sisterhood. You know, keep following my podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Subscribe to my YouTube if you're watching me on YouTube so that you can catch every episode that comes out. And, you know, until next time, just stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.
Thanks for tuning into this latest episode of the Diva Deets. If this helped you and you found it valuable, share it with a friend who needs to hear it. Ready for more support? Join my free Facebook community or join my coaching community. The details are in the show notes. Don't forget to subscribe. And until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas.